Hey, dear listeners, as maybe a lot of you know, my unbelievably beautiful and brilliant son, Jack, decided to come into the world 2 months early. And it was the most difficult time of my life, which is why I'm so passionate about an organization called GAPS, which is the Global Alliance to Prevent Prematurity and Stillbirth. And I want to help raise money for this amazing organization. So we've decided to sponsor a trip for a winner to come to LA to hang out at my house with me and Sim for an upcoming podcast taping. We will fly you and a friend out, put you up in a hotel, and you can even be on the podcast if you'd like.
No pressure though, right? They don't have to be on the podcast, but they'll have a microphone.
Or they could just hang out and get to be
friends with us, and they get to talk to our celebrity guest. And
of course, and give advice.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
Just go to www.crowdrise.com/unqualified to enter. Every $10 is a chance to win, and all of the proceeds are going to a cause that means a lot to me, GAPS.org. That's GAPPS.org to help prevent premature and stillbirths.
And then again, to join that contest, it's crowdrise.com/unqualified. Every $10 is a chance to win, and we hope to see you here with us.
Okay, so you're at the Sutton Place in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
You're shooting a movie.
Yeah.
You're at the Girard Room. After a long day of work, you're sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
I sit down next to you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Hey, what's up?
Hey, girl.
Oh my God. Hey, I'm Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
Oh my. Wait, no, you are not.
What? I'm not what?
You are. Wait, you're that really funny.
Oh.
Oh my God, your name is Whitney?
Whitney, the second one.
Whitney.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. It was so nice to
meet you.
Yep, sure.
That's so cool. What are you doing here in Vancouver?
I'm here for a funeral that happened this morning. So it's not the best time to...
You know a lot of Canadians?
No.
Is your family Canadian? Was it a family member that died?
I don't remember, honestly.
Hey, Kayla.
It's hard to talk about.
Oh my God, this is Marco.
Hi, Marco.
You're familiar with him. You've been here for a while, it looks like.
Of course I don't know Marco, but...
I think Whitney wants to enjoy her drink alone.
Marco, I would love a cherry tequila bomb.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. That's so crazy. I have been such a big fan of yours. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're a dream.
God, you're so beautiful in person.
That's so nice of you. So are you.
Oh,
I feel like that I had to say that.
Can I ask your advice about a couple of things?
I feel like you're going to, whether I say yes or not. So.
Okay. First of all, I've already been acting for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying out this new stand-up routine as well.
Cool.
And I know that's like your fort. And I would just love to hear like your thoughts.
Uh-huh.
So like what builds confidence in a young person like me?
Well.
Like if I'm doing stand-up or acting or – like, how do you get into a character? How do you build a joke?
I would say just go that way, anywhere over there.
West.
Just go watch comedy. Go to a comedy club. You have such a carefree, reckless energy. Where do you get that? You're very brave.
Thank you for asking.
You don't seem very like self-critical.
It's because I had to instill within myself, a sense of like completion.
Okay.
So that was like, it requires being really strong.
You know what's great about you? It's like, you don't care if people don't understand what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I'm moving forward.
Yeah.
Whether you're with me or not, which is the key to being a good stand-up. Sometimes you got to just keep going.
You just
even
keep
if they don't
going.
Get it.
You're so right.
You've got that skill.
What do you do when everyone is like booing you?
Well, that's a weird question because in the question you're kind of implying I get booed a lot. It's deeply hurtful, you know, but you don't care. That's what's so great about you. You don't care if you're like hurting someone's feelings or not making any sense. You're like, I'm doing this, you know? So that's a great instinct. I think you're going to make it.
Whitney, are you okay? Do you need the check?
I haven't been okay for a while.
Well, here's the check.
Where are the poppers?
I'm sorry. The poppers are coming up. I can bring them to your room if you'd rather have that.
I feel like we're actually making some ground.
Okay, so you're
I'm
okay.
Feeling
I just
okay.
want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. I'll never be okay after this, but thank you for asking. Yeah, I feel like you got to like play it cool with celebrities. You know what I mean?
Do you like Canadians?
Yeah. I don't not. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Do you?
I don't know.
Why are you in Canada again? You're shooting a movie?
I heard you were here.
You see, that's the kind of thing that makes people scared for their life. You know what I mean? Why are you laughing? This is scary for everyone but you. Why you're laughing more? This is less funny it gets. You know, I feel like your heart is in the right. Why are you laughing so hard? Because I'm getting more scared the more funny you think it is.
It's so funny because I thought I was like, oh, please let her be down here in the Gerard room, and here you are.
Here I am. What did you think? Like once you, what was your goal?
Oh my God. I just knew that I felt like we were going to be partners, not only physically, but also comedically.
Sure. Okay.
Wow. Whitney.
Oh, that was like the least crazy person that I've dealt with.
Damn. Who's the craziest?
What do most people will be like? I have to
get
leave.
Get me out of here. Yeah.
Oh.
Like, Caleb, get the fuck out
Kayla,
of here.
Kayla, I have this very special place in my heart for Kayla. I feel like if one wrong turn in my early teen years and I could have been Kayla. I feel like I understand her. I appreciate her. I'm going to get a Kickstarter going to get her a hotel room and to get her comedy. Like she's got moxie and she's very brave and I appreciate it. She knows who she is. She also knows who she is and doesn't pretend to be anybody else. That's what I like about Kayla. Unapologetic.
Whitney,
what?
I love you.
I love
you so
deeply.
Much for coming back.
Thank you for having me back. I feel like last time we did this,
our very first live
that's
show.
That's right. Yeah. That was crazy.
You were amazing.
That was so much
remember
fun.
You hit Al? What was it? You were hitting Alice, like
oh,
in the.
Yeah, you were smacking Allison's. You called her up on stage just to smack her ass.
That's right.
How could you not though?
It's irresistible ass.
Okay, so we're gonna do before we get into the other stuff, we're gonna do a few deal breakers.
Okay, love deal breakers.
So you have to imagine that you're single. I don't know if you are.
I'm not at the moment, but I always have my deal breakers on the top of mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number one, he drives a minivan but doesn't have any kids.
Not a deal breaker. He sounds awesome.
Okay, why?
It can't be white and it can't have candy in it.
So it's gray.
Okay, maybe you're right.
No.
I don't like a guy who has too fancy a car. That is a red flag.
What's
for
a
me.
Fancy car?
Like,
what's too fancy?
Lamborghini, you know, or like a Mercedes, those big trucks. Like, it's just like, I don't know. I don't like it when guys' priorities seem like they might not be straight based on what they spend on their car. Tinted windows, the guys that make their cars matte, the paint not shiny. You know, they went to a place and left it for 2 days. I'm like, when are you a priority? Guy that drives a minivan, it's like it was passed down from his mom or his sister and he's just driving it. I kind of like that.
Okay.
Am I talking myself into dating
a
pedophile?
No.
Is that what I'm doing?
No. He's a school teacher for this amazing charter school,
mm-hmm.
Fifth grade.
Okay.
Still okay? Because I'll present another profession here in a minute.
Okay. Teacher with a van. He has to get, what if he coaches a soccer team and has to carry the bags of soccer balls? The bags of basketballs. Sometimes I have a lot of luggage. I need someone to drive me to the airport. Moving. Have you ever tried to move furniture to the dump and throw it away? You need someone with a minivan. This guy sounds very useful. Useful is big on my list.
Okay. But
I basically want to date a handyman.
Give him the van as a graduation present. But he graduated from Brown. But
is he 21? Am I dating a 21-year-old?
He's 24.
See, that's a bigger red flag for me than having a minivan. I think that, because now I'm the pedophile. So I feel...
Okay. He's 38.
Okay. And has a minivan from graduation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not shallow.
Yeah. And he is working his way up to manager at Chili's.
There isn't a Chili's in Encino, and I have been. I love the Chili's. I love Chili's. So if he can get me a discount at Chili's, add to cart. If I can eat a Chili's for 45 cents, I'm so in. That means he can put all the takeout in his minivan, and we can eat Chili's for a week.
And also, it sounds like he might have a pretty good sense of humor.
I agree. Not shallow. Can bring home delicious gourmet Mexican food. Has space in his minivan. I can live in the minivan if stuff goes south.
Yeah.
For some reason, when I picture minivans, I picture having, this is how many drug dealers I dated in high school, that they take the seats out of the back of the minivan for you to lay down and like sleep in it. So
there's a mattress in the back?
Like a couch. So if there's seats in the back, I'm happy to sit in the back. If I'm just going to fly and hit the walls every time you turn, maybe that's not so good.
Okay, number two. He tells you, my mom always says I'm a great kisser.
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me, dog. I'm going to have to pass on that. It's a hard pass.
Are you sure?
Yes. Sure. That's a hard sure. I know I vacillated on the last one.
You wouldn't ask him what he means by that? You would just...
I would call the police. I would call NAMBLA. I don't know if that's still a business, but...
Okay, he's been married 3 times.
Not afraid of commitment. This is sounding good. Really? Married 3 times.
Yeah.
How old is he? Is he 25?
He's, let's say, 43.
That could happen.
It could happen. Because here's the thing. If you're in a relationship 4 years, 3 times, what's the difference?
Exactly. 43 makes sense. You can be married 3 times and it should be fine. If you get married early in your 20s,
yeah,
that didn't work out, your high school sweetheart, then you have a short-lived relationship that you ended up getting married to someone you weren't supposed to get married to her.
Totally.
And then you had the rebound and that didn't really last, but you at least you know what commitment is at that point.
Yes.
Now the fourth one is definitely the one that works out.
You know
what?
Good with money. You pay less taxes when you're married. This guy is a financial genius.
And believes in romance.
And believes in romance because I think that we do this confusing thing where we like are like, men don't want to get married. And then when they do get married, we're like, he's been married. It's like, well, pick one, you know?
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't want people to judge me for the decisions I've made in my past. So I like to be tolerant. I think that's awesome. He's already got a dress for me. There's 3 dresses I can pick from.
He loves you.
He loved me, girl. He already has a wedding plan. Like, he's done this. He can plan the wedding. He's been through this. It sounds great.
Okay, he puts water on his cereal.
I do that. I do that all the time when I'm in hotels.
And what?
Because I carry cereal boxes with me.
What?
This is so sad. I didn't realize how weird it was until I said it out loud and everybody like gasped. Yeah, I put water on cereal all the time.
Okay, first of all, you carry cereal.
I take cereal with me on the road.
Like what kind?
Like Fruit Loops or, you know, Cheerios.
So like
Frosted
mildly junky cereal.
Garbage. Like,
yeah.
But you know those little mini boxes
I love them.
Come in strips.
Yes, they make you happy.
Yes, I pack them. And then the mornings, you know where the coffee section is in the hotel room on top of the mini fridge, I take one of the coffee cups, I put my cereal in it, and I just put sink water on it. What else do you need?
How does it taste?
I mean, you know. It's
soggy, sugary.
It's better than like.
Childhood?
Yeah. It does kind of bring back the sort of sad childhood vibe.
Would you put a lot of water like to fill
just
it up?
Just enough to make it moist. Just enough to make it edible, you know, because if you eat cereal without any kind of moisture, it's going to, you'll die. You'll choke to death. It'll like just expand in your mouth. So I do that all the time. Like when I have to get up early for flights and.
Whitney.
Is this the saddest thing you've ever heard?
No.
Fascinating.
No.
I love it.
No, it's not.
And well, I sometimes, if I don't have milk at home, I'll do it at home too. I'll say it. I admit it. I didn't put on Raisin Bran. It's like Raisin Bran tastes terrible with milk or not. You might as well just put water on it and save yourself the calories. You know what I mean? Raisin Bran or it's going to suck no matter how you eat it. You know?
Okay, he spray tans.
Whew, that's really rough. Here's the thing. I don't want to contribute to shaming men for having female proclivities, but that's going to be a deal breaker for me. It's got to be. I can't date someone who's tanner than I am. It's embarrassing.
Okay. All right. Well, what would, like, what other things? Like waxing?
Self-tan is basically makeup.
Right.
You're wearing makeup.
But don't we, like, date, like, people in that realm all the time? Like, aren't we in the world of vanity?
Kind of. We kind of are. I'm dating someone who's not in the business, but we did go on a trip, and he was like, I got to go out and get some sun. And I remember telling him, I don't find this attractive, what you're doing.
But do you think that that's because it's nice to be with somebody who isn't wrapped up, like in their own vanity?
That's a great
where it's like, point. Isn't that what I get to do? I get to sort of be embarrassed about my own vanity.
Or I have to think about this so much for myself. I don't want to all, you know. But it's also, I think, nice when someone shares an insecurity so you feel like you're not just an insecure, crazy person, you know? Like, yeah. I remember dating a guy who was, like, very, like, into weights, and he would eat, like, protein powder, like, in chicken, and that's, like, all he ate. And I remember feeling kind of relieved by it because I was like, oh, it's nice to know that I'm not just, like, a neurotic mess who's counting calories and you're just eating whatever you want, you know? So by comparison, I seem even crazier. Like, there's something kind of nice about someone else having an insecurity.
But I also felt like in this town, it makes me feel like a woman if I get to feel a little bit like I'm the one who's like, yes, I'm going to go maybe get some hair extensions. I'm going to go get my roots done. I'm going to get waxed, and feeling like my partner isn't as into that idea as much as I am.
That's
I guess.
Interesting.
I don't
think there's
know.
An appeal of both. Like, I think just the idea of, hey babe, I'm gonna go get a spray tan is a little bit like I'm gonna have to lean out.
That's weird. I don't know any man that's ever gotten a spray tan.
Oh,
yes, you do.
Who?
Yes, you. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. No, they just haven't told you.
Yeah, they're just not like, hey Sim, dude, I'm going.
That just seems like such a weird thing. I mean, I feel like pedicures.
But I'd also think that, like, if you have an ingrown hair, let's not get into that, but ingrown toenail, yeah. Like, I knew a guy that had an ingrown toenail, and it, like, hurt him to walk, and I was like, just go get a pedicure. He's like, no, that's bitch, like, that's bitch. And I'm like,
right, so there's that double-edged sword.
Yeah, I don't want to shame men for being, right. Like, taking care of right. themselves and
completely.
Being hygienic.
And wanting to look like they want to look, of course.
And I also think it's kind of like, you know, the idea of a guy going to get a spray tan and seeing how horrific it is to be sprayed with chemicals and then you can't move for like a couple hours. It's just like a nightmare. You can't wash your hands. And then just to see what we go through. Like, I actually think every man should have to do that just to see how much of a nightmare it is for us to just like exist.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable. I mean, the whole beauty process, I'll never understand. I just don't get it.
We cover ourselves in flammable carcinogenic chemicals literally all day, you know? So I think that, I don't know, it might be nice to see the other side.
Okay, so one last one. When you guys are intimate, he calls making sex.
With a dead serious face. We're going to make sex.
Yeah, wait. Oh, fucking thank God you came home. Hey, babe, what's happening? How'd the set go?
You just called me Wit and Babe in like 15 seconds. We're going to have to circle back to that. But the set went great. Thank you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. You make
fine.
Everyone laugh?
I did, yeah.
Oh, babe. Yeah. Damn, you're looking fucking hot.
Thank you.
What? Yeah. Hey, listen, I got the fire going. I got a little wine poured.
We're in LA. It's 80 degrees out. Why do you have the fire on? But thank you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't.
Babe, yeah, you got to like tear me down. I had a hard day too.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was wrong. I'm still in cool. comedy brain, you yeah. know.
I know.
Get on
babe.
Stage. I'm
know,
still
babe.
Making. It's not fair.
Still, you look fucking hot. You look
thank
fucking
you.
Hot.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, listen. You feel like making sex?
Like for dinner?
Babe, come
making
on.
It?
Come on. You look so fucking hot.
I know,
come
but
on.
I feel like we
let's make sex.
We have sex.
Come on, let's make sex. God damn it! Why the fuck? You're so fucking high maintenance.
Well, no,
Wit.
I'm just.
Come on, fuck.
It's not that I
come
mean,
on.
Just
I just
want to
make sex, man.
Basic English.
I've had the fucking hardest day. Babe, come on. Let's just fucking make sex.
After school let out, you're done every day at 3.
Babe, I have to go over all the fucking homework. You know that.
Okay, it's
babe. Come
it's
on,
that's
come
ironic.
On.
You're an English teacher. You can't speak English, so maybe you should take your own test.
Babe, you're so stressed. Come on, let's go make sex.
Why aren't you? I feel like you're mansplaining.
I don't know why you're living with this.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the worst
relationship of all time. I've had these kind of things where just like arguing about semantics. And it's like, well, I guess we should date for another 4 years. I kind of love it, though. It says so much about the fights you've had, I feel like. It's like, I love the babe. Like, I know what that is. Just babe.
Your tits look amazing. Come on. You had a good set, no, right?
Thank you. But what does that have to do with
babe,
this conversation?
On. Oh, man. You're stressed out. Come well, on. Let me just take you back into the bedroom.
Why are you Let's so inconvenienced?
All you have to do is just kiss.
No,
me
I
down there.
But we're together. It's gonna happen. You don't have
You'll
to
get relaxed.
This is like a Lifetime movie where the teen gets pressured into sex, like in the back of a car, and you're just like, oh no, like we live together.
Ryan and Chad aren't looking.
Okay, like everyone's
looking.
Doing it. Yeah, babe, everyone's doing it.
Okay?
Are you the villain quarterback from the 80s?
We're not gonna win the championship.
Okay, so
unless I get fucking laid tonight.
Okay, well that's a lot of pressure. I don't know what.
Yeah,
that has
but
to
wait,
do.
Don't. Are you gonna do it for like you know for the fucking Warriors? Come on.
I don't think I am. I don't think I.
Oh,
can
Oh man,
have,
you're letting the whole team down, Whit.
If I don't have sex with you, the whole team's gonna be bad
the whole
at sports.
Team, it's like you're fucking jinxing us.
I don't think anyone that knows a. Was this like a witchcraft ritual? I don't think this is science. This isn't a scientifically based argument.
You're, you know, getting a little full of yourself, Whit.
No,
it's time for you to take off your shirt.
Says who? No, it's 2:15. That means nothing about my shirt.
We're in the back of my van. Take off your shirt, Whit. Come on.
You know what? You're right.
Team.
I should not be in the back of this van. This is my fault. I should have known that nothing good happens in the back of vans. You're right. This is on me.
I'm always right, babe.
No, I mean, I don't think you've been right once
oh,
in the
babe,
last
you're the hottest
10 minutes.
Girl in
Thank
school.
You. Okay. Okay. We go to a small private school. There's not very many people here. But I see what
oh
you're
God,
doing.
Oh, God, I'm getting so creepy.
It's like, I love this. This is Chad. This character's
I
name is Chad.
I love that you have this man living inside you.
This man is so
it's
fascinating.
So like, I feel like I know this guy.
Of course.
Like,
don't
I've dealt with this guy. That just his game is to wear you down and make you feel like you're crazy. It's like he's gaslighting you.
Babe, you're jealous, right?
It's like, no.
You're so jealous.
No,
you don't have to be jealous of Becca, man.
Why?
You don't have to be jealous of Becca. When I saw you out there on the field in your tiny little skirt, I was like, oh my God, that's a whole, oh, like, that's like the fucking hottest girl I've ever seen. There's no way that Becca can compete with Whit.
Do you even need me for this conversation? I feel like you're gonna just have, like, I feel like I'm just in the way of your reality. You're just gonna tell me what I am, so maybe I should just head out of your van right now.
I'm so in love with you. I wanna fucking marry you, Whit.
I feel like you're not husband material at the moment. I feel like.
Whoa.
Whit,
wasn't saying, like, I wasn't proposing. I haven't bought the ring yet. I was going to, but I haven't yet.
You should maybe get a new car first. If you've got some extra cash lying around, I feel like a new car that's not a van and therapy would be a better investment.
Oh, so you're just all like, you're all materialistic. Man, I thought more of you.
No, I just, it's...
I thought you were better than that.
Some terrible things have happened in this van and the karma's just bad in here.
How do you know men so well? How do you tap into that high school men? Like, I don't know how you just tapped into that. What I witnessed was a relationship. I witnessed a full on relationship, like
that
a young person.
Very real.
It was super real.
But it's not all men. It's like a specific teenage adolescent.
Right. Yeah.
The popular guy in high school that got everything he wanted.
Not very emotionally intelligent guy. You know, a Chad or a Tad. Really.
Chad.
We've all had that guy.
We've all dated that guy.
And that guy is completely fucked with you too. Like fucked with your head.
And the gaslighting of making you think that you're crazy and high maintenance
and
all that.
Do you think he's doing that intentionally or do you think he's smart enough to be able to do that intentionally or he just didn't know any better and in turn you felt that way?
Do you have a comment on your motivation or you were just so in it? You didn't even know what your motives were.
I just think that they're incredibly horny and and thought that there was a game. So yes, yeah, I do think there's like the socialization of like the assumption of women being pretty unintelligent and romantic.
And I can just wear her down if I just say enough things I've heard in movies.
Right? Don't
yes.
you think?
Here's this angle, here's this angle, and then I'm going to accuse you of being jealous, you know, like the gaslighting of like, well, why are you being so high maintenance? And you're like, I'm not. And then you want to make him think you're not high maintenance. So then you acquiesce to the thing he wants. You know, it's just like, let me try every possible tactic to get laid because I'm a, you know, testosterone bomb.
You know? I don't know. What do you think, Sam?
I'm thankfully I'm not that guy, and I don't
but
know many men like that.
But you could have been when
like
you
that.
Were like a teenager.
No, I was too shy. I was too nerdy. I wasn't like I couldn't have done. Yeah, no.
But you know, like guys that. Like that.
Oh yeah, of course.
You know, I mean, whatever. Not to open up this conversation, but yeah, there's so much. I mean, we've been in that situation so many times as a woman where you're kind of like, I feel like I'm kind of just doing this because I've negotiated. It was like he wanted to have sex and then I negotiated down to this and that's what I'm, you know, it's kind of like the conversation right now about like transactional sex.
And like, for me, like the cute guy likes me, like that yes. idea too is very, it's really.
Don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up.
Yeah, it's really heady. And it's like, oh man, if the cute guy likes me, then that must mean that I am attractive for the first time in my life. And that's an overwhelming feeling too. But,
and is the idea like, I just need to kind of do whatever he wants to not screw this up.
Yeah.
If I'm too complicated, he'll just move on to someone else.
But I guess that's like kind of the nice thing about getting a little older too, is like, oh yeah, fuck you. Yeah. You're a fucking dick. You truly are an asshole.
I'm good.
This is amazing. Yeah, I'm good. And I can get, whatever. I can make my own choices. Without feeling like...
And it's not worth the aftermath of shame and embarrassment. Yeah. Like, I know how this story ends, and, like, I don't want to feel that way again.
Right.
So I'm just going to I'm gonna pass on this.
Yeah, completely.
And the sex is not going to be fun for me if I'm just doing it out of obligation.
Oh, you don't mean to grind on top of you, and then, like, bye.
Like, cool, thanks. Like, you know, so, yeah, I also... You know, I think that once you have good sex, it's hard to go back to that obligatory.
When was the first time you had good sex in your life?
Oh, wow. Great question. I think it was pretty late in my life, actually, because you don't really figure out what good sex is until you have, but it takes a while that you think it's, you're like, I guess this is what sex is. And then you have good, probably like not till I was like 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say like 30.
Yeah. I would agree with you. I mean, well, maybe like, yeah, 20s, but it was a sort of developing an awareness of my own body.
Yeah, that's what it is. If like, I think I spent so much time worrying about the experience of my partner. Like, do I look thin? Do I look okay? Is my hair doing the right thing? Is my eyeliner running? Like all those crazy, stupid things. Am I doing it right?
Am I doing it right?
How do the girls do it in porn? And what's he,
right.
what's going on with him? And then it would be over. And I was like, oh, I should have like been in that moment more. It took me so long to get there.
Yeah, but it takes like a certain body awareness and confidence too as a woman that we're not conditioned to necessarily. Maybe younger, I don't know, maybe like millennials are a little bit better than we are. Or, sorry, not to group you in.
Oh, no, I'm not a millennial and I think that is obvious.
But
I'm an oxygenarian. What is it, oxygenarian? What's it?
I'm an Xer I'm an Xer.
Well, we're Gen X.
I'm 35.
I'm Gen X.
So you're Gen Y.
Sam, when was like the first time that you had good sex?
Very late. I don't think I became confident until.
But it still felt good. 30s, you just were awkward.
I'd say like 30. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, definitely. But until I was probably 31, 32, until I felt comfortable.
And what? And like, and I'm always so curious with men. I have this thing in my head, which is obviously not true. The idea of like, it's impossible for a guy to have bad sex. You know what I mean? Because you're always going to.
You're always going to come.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're still.
I don't talk about dirty things. But it doesn't mean it's good.
It doesn't mean it's good. But it's also, I mean, for me, if I don't see my partner having an amazing time, it's going to affect me and my performance and all of that. I need the whole.
See, that's amazing because I feel like the conversation we're all sort of trying to have right now is the idea of sex being good for and men being able to attune to the experience of the woman of like, is she really into this or is she just pretending she's into this or is she, you know, and like you seem to really check in and be empathetic.
I have to. I want to. Otherwise, I won't have fun either.
That speaks to you, though, that it feeds your ego. Too, that if your partner's having a really good time, then that makes you feel a little bit more of like a man.
You get
or
a
whatever.
Nice energy boost to like, you know, show her a great time, I guess. I don't want you to get graphic, but yeah, it's just.
Is that maturity or what is that?
Is it nature? Is it nurture? It's like, I mean, it also
experience,
is.
Experience. Yeah. It's just. Yeah,
I do think though some, you know, and not all obvious, and I think that's what this conversation is happening, is like so many people are getting defensive about like, well, not all guys are like that. And it's like, we know. That's why we are pointing out the ones that aren't, because there's so many good ones and those aren't highlighted. Like no one's coming out with a list of here's all the great guys, you know, like that's not. But I think that's, I don't know, I think that most healthy, well-adjusted men want the woman to enjoy it. But there are some guys out there who don't want them to, and they get off on that somehow. And I think, I don't know what kind of mental illness is going on there, but I think those are the guys that we're scared of.
Just a segue to your movie, which I saw with my wife last night.
Whoa.
I learned so much about women.
Cool.
Like blew my mind some of the things when you actually, you know, when you cut to the brain and this is why it releases this. I'm like, it's making so much sense to me now. It really is. Every man should see this movie.
That makes me so happy. And Seriously. Also every woman should see it, because there is some stuff about guys as well.
No, I mean, I'm thinking this is a date movie.
I hope so. And if you're single, you can go see it too alone. Be that guy. But that was the idea, is when I read the book, I was like overwhelmed with like patience for the other gender, the men and the women in my life. And instead of saying like, oh, that girl I work with is crazy, I was like, oh, that girl I work with, her amygdala gets activated a lot, you know? And like, and I found myself not dismissing people, and it just was such a relief. And it made me have so much more patience for myself of like, why do I always want to, like the guys I'm dating, I have to pull their ingrown hairs out and pop their zits. I get obsessed, and they're like, I'm like looking at their back and like plucking hairs, and I'm like, am I crazy? But we get endorphins from it.
I saw that scene and I'm like, it makes sense when Amy does that. She always feels the need to groom me, and she gets really excited about it. And I didn't understand that until I saw that scene.
You should worry when she doesn't want to do it. That, yes. You know, that's when you should worry. And that's what I tell my boyfriend. I'm like, you should, when I don't want to pop your zits, that's when we have a problem, you know, but I'm like chasing him around with tweezers and, you know, so there's a biological basis for a lot of this behavior. And like, I think that what we learned was like, everything that annoys you about your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend right now probably would have saved your life 2,000 years ago. It's just our primordial biology hasn't evolved to catch up with all this technology and progress and how safe we are now, you know?
Movie's called Female Brain, February 6th. I want to make sure everyone got
that. I think it's 9th.
February 9th, excuse me.
I always conflate those numbers.
So wait, Whitney, will you tell us a little bit about your experience directing? And I can't even imagine what it would be like to talk to another actor about how to like tap into something. I mean, I could, but I would feel annoyed with myself.
Me too. So that's what I think that's what I got some really good advice in the beginning, which was just cast actors that you're not going to want to direct. Cast actors that you just want to let, you know, and I just cast like great people. Like
incredible
I just
cast.
Called, I asked you, I think, but you couldn't do it. You were working on something. Maybe you didn't even
Mom.
Get it. Yeah, you were working on Mom. And but I basically just went to all the people that I'm like a huge fan of that I was like, they're never going to do it. But
list
let's
them.
Just
list,
try.
Who's
Sophia
in it?
Vergara is in it. Cecily Strong from SNL. Blake Griffin.
By the way.
He's amazing, right?
Amazing. I mean, he's in the news right
Lucy
now.
Lucy Punch.
Lucy Punch is heaven. I had worked with her on something else, and I literally couldn't call cut because I just wanted to see what she kept doing. She's so incredible. Lucy Punch, Beanie Feldstein, who's in Lady Bird.
Who plays your boyfriend or the plays your love interest?
Toby Kebbell. You know him. Do you remember the first season of Black Mirror, the original one?
Yeah.
The entire History of You episode where they had the cameras in their head.
Oh, that's.
He was like, he's an incredible dramatic actor, and I was such a fan of his
work.
Is
he British?
He's British.
Oh, okay, cool.
He was in Fantastic Four. He was in Ben-Hur. Like, he's in all these big studio movies. And for some, I just think that people who are great at drama are actually also could be good at comedy because you just play it straight. You know, like Leslie Nielsen is one of my favorite actors because he was just played the reality of it. So I just always had a thing for him and I always wanted to work with him. And I asked him, and by some miracle, we got him. But he's good, right?
So good.
Oh, amazing.
It's always interesting to find an actor that both men and women like. I think a lot of times it's like girls like him or guys like him, and I really want to find someone that both people could.
I really wanted to hate him, but he was so charming. I'll tell you one of my favorite scenes. My favorite scene in the movie that was the scene when he picks you up on the date and getting into the car, the whole opening the door scene.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the last shot of the night. The police were coming to kick us out because we had already overstayed our welcome and we're so over time in like a domestic neighborhood. So we only were able to do two takes with two cameras. So the interesting part of that scene is there's so little coverage of it.
But
so
it works in the wide. It totally does.
Thank you. That's so nice. We had to shoot like in a tree because we weren't allowed to shoot on the street. It was like, that's what directing a movie is you just have so much PTSD around all the drama behind the scenes that it's hard to even enjoy sometimes, but I'm glad you liked it. It's kind of about like, you know, a lot of my guy friends complain about like, what am I supposed to do with women now? It's like, are we allowed to be chivalrous or is that patronizing? Like if a guy takes you on a date, do you want him to open the door for you? Or are you like, I can open my own door, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's confusing.
I guess it's all about the undercurrent.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if somebody wants to open the door for me, then that would be amazing. But I wouldn't want it to feel obligatory.
That's fascinating.
But you know.
I don't want you to feel like you have to do it.
You're going to be a slightly judgmental if the guy doesn't open the door. I know.
No, I don't really? Even know if it would occur to me.
You would think, that's weird that he didn't open the door. Because most gentlemen will open the door for someone.
I don't know if it would really occur to me because I would automatically go to open the door myself. And it wouldn't necessarily occur to me until like.
No, you're not going
to
wait for him to open the door. So but
if your wife opens the door, are you like, let me open the door? Or are you guys married now and you're just like, open your own damn door?
It depends on what side of the car I'm walking on.
Got it.
Like if I'm walking towards the car where it's the passenger side, then I'll open the door for her. But for walking on opposite, it all depends on you. Yeah. That's
what it is. It's about convenience. Right.
Yeah, convenience. Totally.
It's too complicated because it truly is about the intention.
That's a good point. I don't want you to open it because you feel like you have to.
Right. Because it truly doesn't occur to me. I didn't grow up in that age where people did that. It was like, you know, people would show up at my dorm room stoned and be like, oh, you want to go get a slice of pizza? Okay,
romance.
I'll pay for it. Oh, if okay, a guy, with my like student union card.
If a guy's asking,
I got this
on me, baby. If a guy asks you to dinner right now, do you let him pick you up or do you meet him at the restaurant? You're famous, so that's tricky. Let's pretend you're not famous.
Is it a first date?
First date. Good question. Good way to specify.
Oh God. God.
Let me do you one better. Right. He says, I'll pick you up at 7. Cause then you have to fight back if you want to meet him there.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that sounds great.
You're gonna let me pick you up.
That'd be great.
A complete stranger. You're gonna let me come to your house and know where you live and put you in my car.
Yep. Sounds great. Got my student union card.
I don't think Maggiano's takes a student union card. I think that like if you want it to work, I think on some level you do have to let him pick you up and let him run things.
On the first date, though, yeah. I mean, here's the thing: should a guy always offer on the first date, or should what do you think that might be a little? You know,
I think she nailed it. It depends on the intention. If it feels like he's like, so should I pick you up? It's like, well, don't do it because you feel like you have to because it's in like, movies.
No, then if it was phrased like that, yeah. I would be like, you know what? God, I'm so sorry. Fuck. I have to learn my lines for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Don't think I can do it.
Right. But here's another thing. I think that it's also the guy that I went out with that I'm dating now, we met on our first date at a restaurant and we met there. But I think the city's important too. So we were in New York and it was just like,
oh yes, yeah. That's different.
You can't pick me up in New York. Right. It's slow to stop at a cab. Right. It's weird. I don't want to meet you for the first time in a cab. And in LA, it's like, if you live in Venice and I live in the Valley, let's just meet in the middle. I don't want you to driving all the way here and then take, I don't want it to become like a road trip movie.
Do people Uber on first dates? Do you think?
I think I would Uber like to... No, I want my car.
Why? Just so you have an exit anytime?
I can get out. I don't want to be waiting for an Uber. I've done that awkward. The pool showed up. Whoops, I got to get in a pool. Now I'm in a pool.
What about the first date jitters where you feel like, you know, a couple of cocktails will help. So we're going to Uber instead.
It depends. I guess you just have to like feel. I think it's like the kind of thing. It's like where if you like the guy, he can, or you like the girl, they can do no wrong. And if you don't like them, it annoys. You know, I think it really just matters how much you like them. So, you know, it's like it always used to drive me nuts that the guy I'm with would put the toilet seat, leave the toilet seat up. The guy I'm with now, I don't care because
It's like the yes.
I'm like it's charming and I'm like happy to put it down. But if it's someone I'm not into, I'm like
your level of tolerance completely adjusts.
You have more
patience. like sort of in love you are.
So I think that there's no hard and fast rule, but that scene was kind of designed to sort of just show this power struggle of like,
it's great.
Yeah, it's like this women, you can still be, let the man do things for you and you're not like a bad feminist or like weak, or he's not patronizing you. Some, he just allowing someone to just do something nice for you.
I like that. Cause I love love.
That's it. But protect your heart.
Protect your heart.
No.
She says it all the time.
I know. That's where I stole it from her. I saw it. I sent you a picture of it. It's
I know.
On Fairfax.
I know.
There was a thing on the sidewalk that said, protect your heart.
Oh, and I was thank you.
Cinematic moment. But yeah, so we basically just want to explore all these social constructs. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of conversation about like how much pressure women are under. We just talked about it, right? The self-tanner and the eyelashes and the looking a certain way. But there's also a lot of pressure on you guys that we don't really address. Like, what are you supposed to do with us? Like, you know, my boyfriend is constantly trying to figure out, like, let me do something for you.
Does he ever feel the need to constantly entertain you?
He's very entertaining in general.
So does he have to be on in order to continue to get your attention? Or could you have moments and dates where you're just sitting there doing nothing?
I told him very early on, and I think that I have, maybe you have to do this too. Like, I just gave him permission. Like, just so you know, I love being boring and I love doing nothing, and I don't need every date to be like, cha-pa-cha, like we're zinging, you know, like I love saying nothing, and I want permission to be boring and not have to be on all the time, and I'll give it to you also.
Of course, it's just a comfort factor at that point. Then you know, if you can be boring with someone and still love that person and you're still excited to be with them.
It's my dream to like skip to year four.
Yes.
I want to be on year four by date two. It's like kind of my dream. And so I just told him very early on what my needs are, because I think before I made this movie and before I, you know, did some introspection, like I used to think like, oh, the guy has to guess everything I want. I don't even really know what I want, but he should figure it out. You know, it was just like so much smoke and mirrors, and there wasn't a lot of direct communication. So now I'm just like, here's my deal. I like to stay home a lot. This is what I'm into. This is what I'm not into. Sexually, I'm able to say like, I'm not into that. And that's okay. You know, that sort of stuff. I wasn't really able to do that in my 20s.
And I think especially in what we do, being feeling so exposed all the time creatively, it's so nice to go back to somebody that feels, where you feel a complete level of intimacy, where it's not necessarily sexually, but just companionship, where it's like, okay, I've been performing all day long. I've been performing all day long. I've been like sort of exposing myself in this realm. Now I want to snuggle up in bed and feel like, this is my best friend. This is a companionship. And this is like what I, you know, what I want. I want to make money in this world and feel fulfillment in this world of, you know, exposure and entertainment, and then be able to feel like, okay, hopefully one day I'm 93 and I'm with like my partner and, you know, and I don't know, staring at a lemon tree or whatever I'm staring at a retirement home. Like, would I have euphoric dementia? I'm going to get euphoric dementia.
You nailed it, I think, with like, it took me so long to learn that intimacy and sex do not go hand in hand. Sometimes the most intimate thing you can do is go like, I'm not feeling it right now. And sometimes the most intimate thing you can do is not have sex and just lie together and fall asleep, you know, or, you know, I think we've all had sex without intimacy, and you can also have intimacy without sex. So that's, and to be able to just go home and yeah, not have to perform and be able to be authentic with someone. That
like there's your safe space, and so there's fulfillment in both arenas, you know.
Yeah,
both camps.
I think I know something can work if I don't feel pressure to be funny around them. And I'm like, oh, you accept me unconditionally, and I don't have to like be on and like do work around you. That's a living nightmare.
Wait, show me your tits.
Look, you've seen most of my body parts.
Hey, should we do a collar?
Yeah, let's do
okay.
it.
Okay. Hey, Whitney, do you mind if we do
no.
a caller?
No.
Yeah, we'll probably only have time for one.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to call Alex, female Alex. She is 23.
Hello?
Hey, Alex, it's Sim.
Hi, Sim. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm going to introduce you to Anna right now.
Hi, Alex. It's Anna.
Hi, Anna.
And we're here with Whitney Cummings. She's incredible.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Hi, Alex.
She's in Texas. I forgot to mention
that. Where in Texas?
I'm like a little outside of Houston.
I got it.
So, Alex, tell us what's happening with your boyfriend.
Yeah, so my boyfriend and I have been dating for almost 2 years now, and we're doing long distance while I'm in medical school. And so he lives with his best guy friend from college, and they live about 3.5 hours away from me. And so my boyfriend's roommate has a friend who is a girl who's thinking of moving to the same city as them. And so whenever their lease is up, my boyfriend's roommate wants the three of them to get like a 3-bedroom house or apartment together. And so I completely trust my boyfriend, and he is amazing, and long distance has been going really well for us. But the idea of him living with a girl kind of made me uncomfortable. And so I really just wanted some outside advice on if this is just me overreacting, or if you guys think that, I don't know, what I just kind of wanted to hear y'all's opinion on
it. Have you met the girl? Sorry to cut you off, Alex. Have you met the girl?
Yeah, I have. We all went to college together, so I've met her before.
Do you like her as a friend, or do you feel sort of inherently like, or I don't know, maybe a little tug of jealousy of like with her?
Like, I know you trust him. Do you trust her?
I do. She's really cool, and I like don't really think anything would happen, but it still just like doesn't really sit super well with me. And so I just kind of wanted to hear y'all's opinion about it and just what you think of like the situation in general.
Oh boy, I totally understand how you're feeling. But I will say that even if you were to express your feelings, I don't think it's in your best interest to express any kind of insecurity or jealousy. Because it feels like it's sort of a lose-lose. If you do express your feelings, he could get defensive and maybe even maybe there could, you know, be a situation that's that hasn't happened yet. I just don't know how you would say it, because you're essentially sort of powerless in this situation. You can't make him not live with her. And because you guys are young and all starting on like sort of with this new adventure, I don't think there's a way you could request that without him feeling like
attacked. But you just said something that kind of blew my mind. Alex, like, you know, I was thinking about it and I was like, oh, well, you are powerless. That's so interesting. But we're powerless. Our loved ones run into 500 people a day, you know, like you're in medical school, like you probably work with a ton of dudes, and he's probably like, whoa, she's working with all these guys that are going to be doctors. Like, what if she leaves me for, you know, it's like, I think we all have to do, we have, right. You know, our boyfriends and girlfriends, they go to work every day and they spend 12 hours with, you know, you guys worked. I mean, is your wife jealous of Anna, or, you know, sort of thing. Like, I think we all have these in our life, whether it's their, you know, it's as intense as living with the girl. But when you work with someone 12 hours, like, I get jealous all the time when.
Yeah, I think that's like been, it's something that we talk a lot about on the podcast, is that as I get older, I feel less and less jealous of the other women in my life. And I'm so grateful for that, because it allows me to have more confidence in myself and be able to give myself more freedom in my female friendships and more love, you know, that I can value the people in my life a little more without being so self-consumed. I don't think you should put that kind of pressure on yourself right now. Exactly. As all of this sort of progresses, it's an unfortunate position, because you can't demand that she doesn't live with your boyfriend, because then he could change tactics and sort of weirdly be like, well, what's, you know, why are you so insecure? Why are you jealous?
Controlling.
Yeah. It could drive a wedge between you.
Yeah. But if that does happen, you know, that might not be the right person for you. So I don't know.
It's weird. It's so interesting that you've said that. It's like, I found in the past when I've struggled with jealousy issues with girls, like, because I think instead, like a couple girls that like in our 20s, we were sort of, you know, there's always some jealousy. I think it has definitely happened to me way more when I was younger. And like,
in the last like 2 years, we've come together and been like, I used to be so jealous of you. And the girl's like, I was jealous of you. And we're like, what were we thinking? Like, maybe there's just a way that you could, you know, be friends with her. Maybe
that's a really interesting mm-hmm. idea.
Maybe you go down and like say, let's get dinner and like spend some time with her. And if there's red flags, you can deal with that when you do. But maybe she could be your ally instead of your enemy type.
Alex,
thing.
Would you want to do that? Because that's a pretty good tactic.
And it doesn't
have to sounds like a great idea.
It doesn't have to be like coming from a manipulative place,
right,
like let me control
not.
Her mind so she doesn't steal my
of
man type
not.
Thing. But I think it might just take away some of the mystery of like, who is this woman?
Completely.
Because she's probably just awesome. And you might be like, I'm so glad that he has a woman that's actually filling the refrigerator with food and taking care of, you know, like.
But also clock, Alex, how much you like this guy and clock how, if there's like sort of manipulation tactics in any of it, you know, if you feel like he's attempting to make you feel jealous, like, you know, if he calls you at like 2 a.m. and he's like, sorry, I didn't call you at 9 when I said I was going to, we were out all night and or like just clock, you don't have to attack. But clock if, you know, don't ignore, like I've done in my past, ignoring sort of the red flags, because it's important that you feel really good about yourself and really good about this relationship and that he makes you feel really good. And maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a world where you tell him like, you know, this does make me feel insecure. You know, I wish that it didn't. You make me feel loved, but it is a little bit uncomfortable. That you're living with this, you know, this cool woman. And can we talk about this a little bit more? Or however you can phrase it in sort of a...
But timing is everything with that, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, of course. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Cannot be after like a bar night.
I think that like it's interesting because it doesn't seem like you... It seems like you trust him. And, mm-hmm. you know, but I think as women, we're so conditioned to like be competitive with each other. And... Maybe there's something, you know, like I know that the way I saw my mom be, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's something going on there. And just,
yeah.
I think maybe figuring out if she's a true threat or if it's just your primal brain going like, that's my man. And there's a way, you know, that's a very primal instinct, you know, like I remember I was dating this guy once and he had someone that worked for him cleaning his home. And I walked in and just saw this woman doing laundry in my boyfriend's house. And I just like... I went a little crazy. Like I just found myself being like, I'll do it. I'll do the laundry. I didn't want to do the laundry. I got territorial. And that's, you know, kind of a natural primal mama bear instinct, you know, like I have friends that get weird when someone babysits their kid. They're like, okay, don't get too close to that. You know, like having another woman around your man in his home is, you know, there's also a real biological sort of thing going on there.
Hey, Alex. Okay. Before we let you go, a couple more questions though. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, how in love are you with your boyfriend?
It's pretty up there. I'd say like a 9. but yeah, I also like really appreciate it though, that he just kind of told me like right off the bat, like the day after his roommate had mentioned it to him, it wasn't like he was trying to hide or like be manipulative about
it.
Oh,
that's good.
Like that.
That's good.
I think it was kind of more what you were saying, Whitney, just about the like primal reaction, I guess.
I mean, it's not ideal. How old are you guys? Do you mind if I ask?
She's 23.
You're 23. There is a point where you're like, okay, what's like appropriate? You know, like there's a certain point where it's like, okay, like we should live together. I know you're in med school, you know, but I'm just curious. You know, I wonder if I'm always curious the other girl's side. She's probably like, oh God, I don't want to live with this guy. His girlfriend's in Houston and he's like, she's probably just as annoyed about it as you are. She's like, can we please live alone? Like, this is weird.
Was there any flirtation in college between them?
No, there was never anything like that. They're like not even that good of friends. It's more his roommate and her who are pretty good friends. And so she's like visited a couple times.
Why did I think she was the girlfriend of the other roommate? She's just a friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, does that change things?
A little bit. I think I thought that she was the roommate, the guy roommate's girlfriend for some reason. Does she have a boyfriend? Do you know?
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
Okay.
Same advice?
Same advice, I think. I'm just trying to put myself where I was when I was 23, and I don't think I would. I'm not as good a woman as you, Alex. I'd probably be a little more scared. But again, like, my brain is just looking for a way to control things. I'm like, well, if she's got a boyfriend, I'm safe. It's like, that's not true either, you know. So I'm looking for ignore me.
Anna, let's give her some final advice.
Yeah, listen to Anna.
I think the final advice would be, I think just constantly gauge how happy he makes you. And how much he makes you value yourself. And if you start to feel hints of, like, whatever, this roommate sort of infiltrating in any way, just maybe take a step back and understand that, I don't know, for me, it feels like the 20s are for growth anyway. Even though I was I've always been a romantic and a long-term relationship person, which annoys the shit out of me, but I can't help it. I would clock those things and, you know, protect your heart, like Whitney says. And I would be a little bit wary of expressing too much jealousy with anger.
Mm-hmm.
I would express to him, though, like, your uncertainty, if you can do it in...
Hey, how would you feel if I lived with a guy? Would that make you uncomfortable?
Right. It all has to be about timing, like Sim said. Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. Like, it has, because young brains sometimes wrap their head. They're like, oh, what the fuck?
Yes.
Like, why are you going crazy?
Yes.
And
yes.
It's like, I'm not. I'm just trying to tell you that this makes me insecure. Wouldn't it make you insecure as a rational person?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of this guy saying to his buddies, hey, so my girlfriend said this and that, and she's being really controlling and making me feel like I'm going to have sex with her. And like, and then the guy is saying, hey, what are you doing with her? She's long distance. You're 23. You can. I mean, I just don't want other friends getting in his ear
as
well.
But if he is telling other friends that, then Alex has to fucking dump him.
If he's telling other friends that, yeah, then it's done. Of course.
I also...
But that's what... But guys will do that for...
Of course they will.
They'll go to their buddies for advice.
Here's the real victim in this situation is the girl. Why would she want to live with two guys she's not dating? This is a nightmare. It seems like she needs to call in for some advice because she's making bad choices. Why do you want to live in a one bedroom with Axe body spray? In the bathroom. It sounds like a disgusting place to live, first of all.
So right. Like the filthiest toilet.
She's going to move out in a month. I promise you. You don't have to worry about this for too long.
Hey, Alex, will you let us know what's going on? And listen, also just, you know, protect yourself. This is one of the situations that I could have seen myself in.
Yeah, me too.
And
it's a tricky one. It's dicey.
Yeah. And just look for the clues and don't, you know, and attempt to not reveal your hand too much, I guess, in terms of, because you just don't want him to be like, oh, to make you feel crazy.
Right. You get that one bad reaction and everything changes, especially at that age.
Because I was in that in my 20s. I was like, oh, I'm crazy. I am crazy. I'm this crazy actress.
Yeah.
Oh my God, nobody likes me. Oh my God, you're right. Like, I was telling my boyfriend at the time, like, yes, you're right. I'm so sorry. I know you're not attracted to anybody else. Meanwhile.
Well, it's like, that's the other thing I think.
It's
I
like,
wish,
of course.
I wish someone had told me when I was like, trust your gut. If you have a pit in your stomach, if you have ropes in your stomach.
Always trust your gut.
I promise you, like, because your physiology can't lie. Your brain can talk yourself in and out of things, but you can't have a fake physiological reaction to something. So I wish I had trusted my gut more.
Me too.
Alex, thank you so much.
And Alex, good luck with law school.
Yeah, you're going to be fine matter what.
No kidding.
Can I borrow some
kidding.
Money?
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank
Please
y'all.
Keep us posted.
I will. Love y'all.
Love you. I love you, Alex.
Bye.
Oh boy, I felt like that is just a scenario I could relate to.
Wow.
What do you do?
I just, my thing is, are there no two bedrooms available?
Here's a superficial question. How much will looks play into this?
That's the thing I've been rattling around in my brain is like, have you met her? Are you just the primal?
I don't think that she would have called if looks didn't play into it.
That's a really good point. That's
like
a really good
if there
point.
Wasn't yeah. like an undercurrent of jealousy.
But then again, sometimes
sure.
for guys, looks don't play into it. Do you know what I mean?
That's
like
true.
It's yeah. Who know? I don't know. That's a really hard one.
Yeah,
I would struggle with that. I mean, I just think that like if you meet the girl and if you're like, are we cool, you know, and have like an adult sort of interaction, and they might actually end up being best friends.
Yeah, I'm sure this woman is not looking to bang her boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, she's not, you know, so I think they'll be fine.
Yeah. What?
What do you mean what? I mean, she's looking for
I don't mean to throw Alex
roommates.
Under the bus right now at all.
Alex, stop listening.
But yeah.
How do you know?
Because well, it might not be him specifically, okay. But I do think that at that age, yeah, it's like you want attention anywhere you can get it.
So you're gonna have sex with your roommate who has a girlfriend.
I'm not sure, but I do think
if you drank the way some of us drank yeah, at 23. Yeah, it might not be that yeah. much of a
and,
premeditation.
And I was able to convince myself early on that my boyfriends were incredible and they loved me so much.
Yeah.
When, you know, turns out, whatever, like maybe they didn't love me as much as I love them.
Or they didn't have the tools.
They didn't have the tools. Or they like tighter pussies. The end. Thanks, dear listeners.
Your movie's coming out February 9th. It's called The Female Brain. And is it just New York and LA or is it released?
No, it's a bunch of cities, but okay. I'll tweet them, I guess.
Oh, perfect.
I don't know them all the major ones. And then it's on all the things.
All the on-demand things.
All the things, all the apps, yeah. All the websites, all
Whitney,
the things.
Thank you so much.
I love you guys.
I love you too. Thanks so much. And you're amazing.
You are.
And I love your movie, and I just love that you came back again.
Thank you for having me. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yes, please, anytime.